Great Expectations, you could think of in lots of ways. It doesn't seem to fit any category very happily. It's a romance, it's a gothic novel, it's a melodrama. The category it fits best, though, probably, is what was called a Bildungsroman, the novel of education, or literally a building book. The Bildungsroman develops in all sorts of directions in the 19th century, and it's part of a much larger concern with the self and how the self develops. You see it in the rise of biography and in a new interest in autobiography. And fictional Bildungsroman occupy the same sort of territory. They show how you might turn an ordinary life, with a small l, with all its hesitations and doubts and confusions, into a life, a capital L life, somehow a model of a life. Great Expectations, of course, is not a model. It shows, in some sense, how not to live your life, how to avoid certain mistakes. But it is open-ended, just as real life is open-ended. And in that way, if it looks back to earlier fictional autobiographies, like, for instance, Robinson Crusoe, things which seem to be life stories, but are actually doing some other work behind the scenes. It's also looking forward as well. It looks forward to novels like A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man by James Joyce, where again, some of the traumas of childhood and some of the difficulties of growing up, growing pains, as it were, are registered not just at the level of plot, but also in the way the story is told.